How blessed are the shepherds, how happy their lasses, while drums and trumpets are sounding alarms. Over our lowly sheds all the storm passes, and when we die, 'tis in each other's arms. All the day on our herds and flocks employing, all the night on our flutes and in enjoying. Bright nymphs of Britain, with graces attended, let not your days without pleasure expire. Honor's but empty when your youth is ended. All men will praise you, but none will desire. Let not youth fly away without contenting. Age will come time enough for your repenting. In shady bowers and tender embraces, fairest Aurelia her swain does enjoy. Although with beauty the valleys she graces, yet she disdains to be froward and coy. Thus they the height of our joys are possessing, neither denying each other the blessing. This is no more than a true lover's duty, to quench those passionate flames when they burn. Both kings and princes are conquered by beauty. No private armor love's arrows can turn. Since charms has such irresistible power, ladies, oh, do not your true loves devour. Though youth and beauty like blossoms are blooming, and goddess like you appear on the stage, like fading flowers those charms are consuming, which hastens on the cold winter of age. In time admire love's innocent pleasure, lest at the length you repent it at leisure. Are not young ladies for men to admire, and that they freely are to be enjoyed? Then not be cruel, but grant my desire. Let not thy languishing love be destroyed. Like a true lover, I dearly adore thee, and for one smile could here fall down before thee. Both state and triumph, sweet saint, shall attend thee, like a court lady of fame and renown. And while rich presence has tokens I send thee, thy head young Cupid with garlands shall crown. No kind of sorrow or grief shall annoy thee, both crowns and scepters I'd leave to enjoy thee.